Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Benetti. Welcome to our show. It's Second Sight NYC. It's Wednesday, March 16, 2011. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here with my co-host, psychic medium Chris George.
How you doing, Steph? What's going on?
My question was, hi, Chris. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, especially if you fed me so well tonight.
Oh, do you keep mentioning this?
Well, you're a fantastic cook. I mean, that's how I have this body, I guess.
Right. Oh, Lord. Okay, so I'd like to thank from our show last week, which was Jeffrey Seelman. Thanks to him for joining us.
Yeah, he was a really great guest.
No, he was a great guest, and he's a professional psychic and exorcist. We received a lot of positive feedback. Also, he had contacted our guest also, which was a sub-guest, Roblin.
Right.
And she'll be here tonight to continue on with these stories. And he was interesting, to say the least. So, Chris, do you have anything to say about it?
About Jeffrey, I really like Jeffrey. I felt like we got along really well because we had a lot of the same beliefs. He had so much information. You know, exorcism is like a, kind of like a taboo topic. A lot of people have problems and they don't bring it up because they think people will think that they're crazy or whatever.
Well, no, but I'd say really the term exorcism is a kind of thought in people's mind that it's a bad thing or it has a negative thing.
Well,
always
well,
a connotation that's very
well,
negative.
Well,
and
it does.
No,
if you need an exorcist, you got some big problems.
Right, but aside from that, it rarely has a definition. People always go, oh, exorcism, and it's like some negative, evil thing, and nobody knows really what that means.
Well, there's differences between exorcisms and space clearing.
Right,
and,
but that's what we're trying to bring to light, and that was what we did last week, which was great, right?
I thought it was a really fantastic show last week, and I'm sure we're going to have a great show this week because our guest is a very good friend of mine, very talented, very knowledgeable, awesome guy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. I just want to mention that we are on UFOParanormalRadio.com. At 9 p.m. on Thursday night.
Right. It's a repeat of this show. It is tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on UFO Paranormal Network, and it is also syndicated in 110 cities, so we're out there.
Right, and that actual radio network reaches out to such a public and then also has such, they have UFO
UFO talks,
right.
A lot of UFO
talks. Alien abductions.
We're actually the only psychic show
right.
on the network.
But it's a great network. And so tonight we have a super interesting agenda. We have email readings, and if time permits, we'll take callers. And tonight we don't have any psychic dream interpretations, right? We don't.
No, but somebody did dream about something, and I gave a quick little meaning on it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to interpret my dream.
Well, you got those. I can't even touch those.
Today we also have rapid readings, which is the newest segment we've added to the show. We will be doing an investigation at the Old Bermuda Inn.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a big
time. I'll give you a second. Okay. And the Shanley Hotel, which is coming up April 2nd, and then we also have a super duper item, which is the expo coming in June.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because all the big names are going to be there, and we were contacted by the person who's running the expo, and they want us to be one of the featured paranormal groups there. I'll be giving a lecture. We'll be doing leading the paranormal investigation.
No, I don't want you to give too much. We'll talk about it later in the show, but it is a great, and I know you're excited. All right. Tonight, we will interview our guest, which is Michael Graham. Michael is a metaphysical and an angel expert, and I know he has quite a following himself.
He's a good guy.
Right, nice gentleman, I would say. And
I want to congratulate him on the birth of his baby. He's very, very
congratulations,
excited
Michael.
And proud about that.
So let's talk about your new and improved website.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie is a web designer, and she did a great job on my website, which is www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. We just upgraded the products page, and you go check it out. I mean, it's really impressive. Everybody who looks at it, you know, lets me know, oh, my God, that's such a cool website, and it is. And Stephanie did a great job doing it.
Well, thank you, Chris.
And also, I'm doing a special for the whole month, one email reading for $5. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what I'm doing.
Look at you.
What do I think I am?
Are you compromising yourself?
Well, you know what it is? It's kind of like giving back a little bit, and times are tough, and people can't, like, really get full readings, a lot of people. And you know what? Sometimes people only have one question, and if I can help them with that, then I will.
All right. Sounds good. So you could always follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You just click follow. They have an option or a button that you could just know when we schedule a show. And like we mentioned, you could always listen to us on UFO Paranormal Radio, which they play our archives all the time. I mean, you just click on them as you can click on Blog Talk Radio. And we appreciate all our listeners. So, Chris, your $5 reading? We had so many people.
Yeah, it was pretty cool last week. We
No, it got out of control, actually. It's cool and not cool.
Well, listen, it's what I do. So, yeah, we had a lot of readings. And the reason I do the $5 readings is on our radio show, I give free readings. I mean, but how many can I actually do on the show? We always have a great guest, and we get into dream interpretation and readings and this and that and every other thing. I only get to do one, maybe two, and then I'll throw the rapid-fire readings in, which people don't know that they're going to get those readings. You know, I let them know, like, a day before, yeah, I'm giving you a quick little reading on the show. So, I mean, if you want a reading, you can go to my website and check it out. And you, like I said, just if you only have one question, the $5 reading is for you. It's very affordable. I give you the best of me.
There's another endeavor I'd like to mention. It's very important as well.
We're proud to be part of it.
Yeah, yes, we are. And they are a fellow, I guess. How would you say this?
We're kind of like in a partnership with them. I mean, they air our show on their network.
Their website is www.angel-friends.com, and we became affiliated with them quite some time ago, which they started to air our show, and they got a lot of traction with that, and we became friends with them. And they asked us to put this out there, which is lovely, might I add. And I'm going to just read a little blurb from it, but what they're asking for is, they're saying, due to the devastation in Japan following the earthquake, that they're willing to give all the proceeds to help the relief effort for anyone who signs up for a premium account. And it's £1.50, which, because they're England based, which is roughly $3 per month. They'll continue contributing to this effort for a period of 3 months starting immediately. And all donations would be welcome and go to the efforts against the relief efforts.
Right.
So it's really a nice gesture, and we wish anyone who joins this, and we have.
Yes, we absolutely have. We both have.
For their efforts. And it's Father Paul Sloan, and he thanks anyone for the efforts going forward. And anyone, angels-friends.com.
Yeah, so check them out. If you want to join, go for it. The $3 that you're going to spend is going to go towards a great cause.
Yeah, and we're on that website as well. And aside from that, they have so many items. They have so many psychics. They have...
Let's not talk about other psychics.
well, other websites, right? Then, well, come on, Father Sloan. We love this guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll continue on. I'm going to start with email reading one, as I labeled it, and it was Jim from Miami. He said he's having crazy dreams. What should I do about it? I'm also having problems with someone at work. Everybody can relate to that. What should I do about that as well?
All right. I got a short little answer for him. First of all, pay close attention to your dreams and record them in a dream journal. When I talk about dream journals all the time in psychic development class and whatnot, you should spend a few minutes each morning contemplating their meanings. See how it corresponds with your current life situation. You'll find that many times it really, really does. When you're in the midst of a conflict, be clear with your communication and strong about what you are and are not willing to do. When you've tried to get through to someone or resolve a problem and it's not working, it's best to detach yourself and move away from the situation. This is pertaining to your work environment. Don't hesitate to speak up if you have something to say, and don't automatically hold back for fear of others' disapproval. You got to take charge.
That's intense reading.
Listen, you know, that's why people come to me, so I tell them like it is.
Alrighty. So just like Chris mentioned before, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com, that's your website.
Yep.
You get readings and insight and on lots of services you offer.
You sure do.
Okay. So we're going to take Michael Graham on the line with us. Michael.
Hey, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Mr. Graham, how you doing, my friend?
Hi, Stephanie. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Hello.
Very good. We are so excited to have you on the show. I mean, let me tell you a little bit about Michael. I met Michael a few years back, and we'll let Mike talk about how we met. But when I had my TV show, Michael was on my show when we did the Shanley show. Actually, the first show I ever did, Michael was one of my featured guests, and we've been close friends ever since then, and I'm really, really proud to have you on the show, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. I'm glad you invited me on.
All right, so wait, Michael, I haven't met you, and I know mutual friends of mine have, and I know your relationship with Chris. So for me and basically the listeners of this show, I'd like to, like, let's talk about you. So just tell us where you're from, how long have you been interested in the angels, the invisible world, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I'm originally from an island nation called Jamaica. I've been living in the United States for many years, though. I started coming here when I was a kid and decided to come over permanently several years ago. Angels, wow, I've been into angels for a very long time. I consider them a part of my energetic lineage, almost like an extension of me. I stumbled into angel studies quite synchronistically. I was led to them through a series of unconventional, unexpected occurrences that led me deeper and deeper into the discovery of angels, and I realized that they hang around me a lot. And thank you. Yeah, and ever since I started talking with them, you know, I've bonded. We've developed a very close relationship. I work a lot with a lot of the angels, you know, I use them in all areas of my practice.
All right. Well, you want to talk a little bit about your practice. What exactly do you do?
Well, I'm a spiritual advisor. I'm also an intuitive channel, an energetic healer. And also, like you, Chris, I do entity removal.
Very good. And we're going to be talking about that tonight because I spoke to you before the show, Michael. The people listening don't know this. The lady that we had on last week that was having all those problems, I've been conversing with her, and she's actually going to be on the line tonight.
Actually, I see her. She is on the switchboard.
Yeah, she's a really nice lady.
And we will be speaking with her in approximately 12 to 14 minutes. Okay?
Right. And I just think it's important for somebody like you who – you have a little different perspective on how to do things, and, you know, I think between what I do and what you do, I think we could really help this lady out, so I'm happy to have her on the show also.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's get into some questions here.
All right, so I know you primarily work with angels and archangels and talking, interacting with them in many ways, so what roles do they play in human lives?
Oh, wow. Many, many roles. There are many schools of thought where that's concerned. But my personal experience with interacting with angels and archangels is they try to guide us into a deeper understanding of the true nature of who we are. They primarily focus on helping us to rediscover and build on our connection with source. Excuse me. Source, you know, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And they're really beings of love, and they really mean us the best in everything that we do. They're constantly. I mean, there's a reason that when someone thinks of the nicest thing they can describe someone, they say that person is angelic. Well, it's because, you know, angels are all the nicest things you can think of, and then some. So they work with us in many ways. They work with us in our daily lives, sometimes physically, sometimes intuitively, sometimes they whisper, sometimes they bring you into wonderful situations that benefit you in many ways that you sometimes know, sometimes you don't know. They work in silence, but often,
right, but they,
you know,
in fact, the point which people don't know is really important, I think, because you don't know what's occurring, and I find most people don't.
Well, yeah, absolutely, most people don't. You know, and a lot of times they, how do I want to say this? A lot of times they say, well, how come the angels didn't help me in this situation? And could you talk on that a little bit, Michael? I mean, I know people think that, you know, angels are there to help you all the time, but, I mean, really, can they help you all the time?
Well, they can help you all the time, but there's a rule that they operate by. They operate under the rule of non-interference. And so they will not interfere in your life, or they won't do anything unless you call on them, or unless you have a prior contract that says, at this particular point in my life, I need you to do these things for me. So, and this is, you know, we're probably going to, I don't know if we're going to get into the different types of angels in the different realms, but the major difference between angels and some of the darker beings is that the angels obey the rule of free will and non-interference, where the darker beings, they just come in and interfere with you whenever they want. So the angels, you pretty much have
to... I have a good question. How would you merge with their energy then? What exactly would you do, like, as a person, individual? You want help?
Well, I'll explain this.
I know, that's a hard question. we have an hour, so.
Meditation helps. I'll throw that out there.
I know, but you know what? The average
Absolutely.
Person listening to this dialogue
right.
wants to know, okay, so I need help from an angel. How can they help me? And it's a relevant question, right?
It is. It was like, absolutely. It's a relevant question.
Okay, Mike,
here's
you need
the thing. Here's the thing. They're always there helping you. In terms of, you know, when you call an angel, they show up instantaneously. It's by law they have to show up when you ask for their help. The thing is, a lot of people don't realize that the angel is already there. So the question, how do you merge with an angel's energy? I generally try to think of it differently in that, how do you realize that the angel is already there? How you become more sensitive to the presence of that angel's energy already merged with you in some ways.
Okay, that's a good point. Go ahead.
You know, and depending on your practice, and like you made a very good point, Chris, meditation, depending on how attuned you are to their energy, they can merge with you on a deeper level, you know, because
right.
realistically, on some levels, on a higher level than some in some aspects of our of creation, we're all connected. And we're in some ways extensions of the realms from which they come. So,
okay.
in a way, we're already merged.
An angel shows up to you, okay? Obviously, most people don't see them, but they could feel them maybe. How do you address an angel? I mean, what do you call them? How does that work? I mean, I know how it works for me. I want you to give the answer to the people, though.
How do you address an angel? Well, you know what? There's how to explain it. I'll explain it this way. With my experience interacting with angelic energies, there's a specific role. There's a certain role that they play that, you know, as a part of our energetic blueprint, we are, you know, they're meant to fill a certain role. And to me, when I started to experience angels on a deeper level, they felt closer to me than some of my closest friends. The feeling, the bond that I had with them, I had no word to describe it because, you know, I had not consciously felt that experience. So the way I express or communicate with them is almost as if I'm talking to another part of myself.
Right.
And, you know, depends on the mood I'm in. I'll say, hey, guys,
okay.
I need help, or... You know, I'll reference them formally, like Lord Prince such and such, or, you know,
okay.
beloved angel such and such. Or I'm like, hey, you, listen, man. You know, it depends on the mood I'm in or who I'm talking to.
Is there a certain energy that they come with? Because I could speak on it on my own, the way it happens for me. I know angels are around me when my body starts to tingle. I kind of feel, I don't want to say like a like pinching all around me, but it's kind of like little, almost like little shocks I feel all around me, you know? And that's how I know that the angels are there for me. You know, when I, you obviously know that I channel spirit and I see spirit, mm-hmm. I feel spirit and all that. When the angels come, it is a very distinct energy that comes through for me. Is it different for everyone? Is it the same? I mean, does everybody feel what I feel, or is it something different?
Well, you know, the feeling is different for a lot of people, but at the same time, a lot of people have experienced the same angel the same way. For example, I work with Archangel Michael a lot. He's very, very close to me. He's always around. And, you know, there was a time when I would feel, if we're talking about, I mean, you can experience angels using several psychic senses or physical senses. I see them, I hear them, I feel them, you know, all that stuff. And there was a time when I would feel Archangel Michael, whenever he'd show up, he always shows up on my right side. And I'd feel this radiating heat, like
right.
all of a sudden it got hot on my right side. And I'm like, what is that? And after a while, I started to realize, oh, wait a minute, that's Archangel Michael. Now, if you talk to other people who interact with him, a lot of people have the same experience, you know.
My question to you is, okay, so you get that feeling when Archangel Michael is around you. When other spirit come around you, do you feel the same thing, or is that feeling you get specific to Archangel Michael?
That, for me, is specific to Archangel Michael. When Gabrielle shows up, and Gabrielle shows up for me as a female, I feel her differently. And when Uriel shows up, I feel him differently. He's more electric. He's very, you know, staticky in his energy. Raphael is very lighthearted, very, you know, sort of, I feel joy like I've seen a best friend, you know.
Okay.
You know, there's I interact with a lot of them, and they all feel different to me. Michael feels very much like a very, very protective older brother, but even closer than that, you know.
All right,
so,
yeah, I have a question, okay?
Actually, it's from the chat room.
It is from the chat room. It's from, actually, you know him. It's from Mork. We call him Mork. Alex Rivas.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him off the top of your head, but he knows you very well.
He's a friend of mine, yeah, on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So his question is, can angels be channeled? And I have a little pet peeve with this, but I'm really curious to see what you're going to say about it.
Meaning if you can channel an angel, like have them send a message through you?
Have that, like, you know, like when I do a seance and I channel the spirit and I become the spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody do that with an angel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can. But see, the angel is not a spirit. They don't have the human existence like the spirit of a dead person.
Okay,
an angel
how
is sort
come
of...
through?
Well, the angel is a consciousness, an energy that has a consciousness, you know, and they come through, they often filter through your own, you know, whereas a spirit has their own personality and they have their accent and, you know, that sort of thing. The angel generally connects with you, in my experience anyway. They filter through your own understanding of who they are. They use very often your own voices. You know, they put ideas in your head when you're trying to channel them. As you tune in more and more to their energy, let me put it this way. In the beginning, because angels want to communicate with you as much as you want to communicate with them. You know, their whole joy and life and purpose is to help us humans. And when they get to do that, they're overjoyed, they're ecstatic. So what I do, I used to tell people, if you want to communicate with an angel, just create a space in your consciousness that you give to them, that you say, okay, fine, I'm going to visualize you, Archangel Michael, as a ball of light. And from now on, every time you show up, I'm going to visualize you as a ball of light. I'm going to attach to this ball of light all the sensations that I would imagine you to be. And over time, as you interact with him, you allow him to fill out that image for you into more and more of something that he's more closely or something that more closely represents him that also benefits you. You know, if over time, as your consciousness evolves and as your relationship builds with him, it benefits you to see him as a 10-foot tall guy with wings, then he'll show up as a 10-foot tall guy with wings. If he feels, or if your consciousness is at a level where it would be good for you to hear him with a big booming voice, then you're going to hear him with a big booming voice. For me, I mean, that's one of the common things that people talk about. Archangel Michael always has this loud, strong, commanding voice. He doesn't do that with me. You know, he's soft-spoken, and most of the time he just comes in and points. You know, he hardly talks
Michael,
to me.
Pardon me for one moment, but are they all around us, or are they here only when we call on them?
Well, again, and from their perspective, they're never separate from you. What they do, because you exist on multiple levels, right? So in their realm, you're already there with them, and they're connected to you. But here, on the physical plane, you're vibrating at a different frequency. And for them to show up for you on this plane, in this frequency, they have to lower their frequency and project themselves into this realm in a certain way that you actually recognize. So not because you don't see them means that they're not there. They're actually there. But when you call them, a certain focused frequency of their energy shows up for you.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your question.
I want to get back. You answered that really great, by the way. I want to go back to the whole channeling the angel thing, because I mentioned that I have a pet peeve with it. I want to bring it up to you and see what you think. You know, I teach people how to channel, okay? It's part of my psychic development class. I teach channeling. There's different types of channeling, and I teach them. Then I have people that come and say, well, I don't want to come to your class until you can teach me how to channel angels and higher beings. And I look at them, and I'm like, I mean, come on. I mean, there is – it kind of boggles me. And then you have somebody who doesn't even know how to channel, and then he goes and teaches a class on how to channel angels, and these people who have never channeled before go to a class, and lo and behold, they're all channeling angels on the first try. Now, to me, that's a bunch of baloney. Do you think that it's possible to get 10 people in a room that have never channeled before – and have somebody who's never even channeled himself.
I think I know the answer to this question.
And have somebody who's never channeled himself teach people how to channel angels. Is it possible?
Well,
that was very emphatic.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve. You know how I get, Michael.
I know. I love you. You're a great guy. No, really. For me, you know, who am I to say what's possible, right? But realistically, is it likely that somebody who's never channeled can teach somebody else how to channel? I doubt it. Seriously doubt it. But you know what? Here's the thing. With angels, you know, in the old days, like when I say old days, I'm talking, you know, centuries ago, magicians would try to bind them and command them and tell them you must do this and so on and so forth. I personally believe that they have a mind of their own. And you know, and they're here to help us do all sorts of stuff. So if you show up to a class and say, hey, I'm going to channel an angel, you don't have to do much work to get an angel to show up and say, okay, fine, let's do this. And they will help you to do some aspect of what you're trying to do. If you're trying to call, say, some nature spirit, or you're going to try to call another deity that wasn't that interested in being channeled, then, yeah, you might have a hard time. But where angels are concerned, it's easy to work with them because they're all around us all the time. They want to be here. So I guess my answer to the question is he probably couldn't teach him how to channel the angel very well, but the angel would work just as hard to get that person to channel him or her. You know, so they may come out having
I'll accept that answer.
Yeah. Yes, I mean,
wait, Michael, you call him the Mystic Soprano?
That's a whole story.
Oh, wow.
I think that's hilarious.
That was a name Stephen and I came up with, yeah.
Do I have to say what I call you?
I do want to take Roblin on the line. I do want to take Roblin on the line. She is someone that we are trying to help.
Can I ask him one more question?
No. I have a question for him.
Okay.
Before we take her on the line, actually, I might have one or two questions, but... Just for our guests, and even for myself, I'd like your definition. What's the difference between a spirit guide and an angel?
I like to preface most of these things because I'm not an authority. You know, I know a lot. And a lot of these things I learned.
Right, and that's why we're speaking with you.
Well, thank you. now, a spirit guide generally is, how do you put this? Often it's a spirit of someone who's deceased.
Absolutely.
Or in some cases, the spirit of someone who never really incarnated, but is not of the angelic realm. Now, but mostly it's just a spirit of a deceased person. And what happens, as you know, just like you and I, we go through consciousness evolution, physical evolution, all that stuff. When you move on to the other side, your evolution continues, and you do that by, you know, taking, you know, carrying out tasks, learning lessons. You know, you have a job to do, and so when you die, probably if you're finished with this incarnation and you're ready to move on to another level, you're going to get the job of being the spirit guide for someone else. You know,
right.
Sometimes that happens.
Right.
An angel, an angel generally comes from source. They are, you know, they've never, well, their job is not to be human. Sometimes they incarnate as humans to carry out certain tasks, but generally they have a much stronger connection to source. I don't want to get too deep and technical, but yeah, let's just leave it there. They come from a specific angelic realm. And they have their job. They don't have the egos that spirit guides sometimes do.
Right, and spirit guides absolutely have egos. I could definitely talk on
very
that.
Often.
I'm going to ask you one more question before we bring Roblin on the line, and this is a question that I'm really looking forward to hearing your answer to. Is Satan a fallen angel? I'm glad I can make you laugh.
Well, I mean, there's Satan, there's Lucifer, there's Beelzebub, there's all sorts of different names that have been attached to different dark beings. Satan, really, if you look at it, and I'm not a scholar, but I believe the whole Satan concept came from ancient times. Satan actually means adversary. So, and at some point, we got Satan and Lucifer mixed up. You know, Satan, to me, is actually a different character. Satan falls under the, like I said, the term for adversary, meaning someone who challenges you or puts hurdles in your way. Also comes from the ancient term, the ancient name for the god Saturn, which, if you go with astrological teaching, Saturn is the planet that presents you with restrictions and limitations and challenges. Interestingly enough, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Saturn was also called El. In ancient Hebrew times. So, you know, there's a whole, you know, a number of people talk about it, but it can get real deep. Now, Lucifer is also one of the fallen beings, but Lucifer is not actually the name of the being that's fallen. It's actually a title. Lucifer means being of light. So it's like saying, you know, a cop that went corrupt, you call him a fallen cop, or, you know, you can't call...
Right.
All Lucifers, the one that was referenced in the Bible as the fallen Lucifer, you know what I mean? But there is a fallen angel, and, you know, whether or not he's working in concert with God's will, or he's just, you know, given free rein until God grains him in, that's the jury's out on that one, you know.
All right, fair enough. Well, we're going to bring Roblin on the line.
Well, actually, we have her on the line. Roblin, are you with us right now?
Yes, I am, Stephanie. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Roblin. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hi,
hello,
Michael.
Roblin.
Just a little recap. Doing? We had Roblin last week, and we were discussing...
She has a problem. She has demonic problem going on.
Right,
and
we talked about this with our guest last week, which was Jeffrey Seelman, and I know Roblin's spoken with her since, and Chris and I have spoken with her since as well, and it seems that things have gotten worse, and we thought that we'd bring you on the line, Roblin, to speak with Michael, as well as Chris again and myself, and we'd see what it is we can do to remedy it.
Yes, things have gotten worse.
They have gotten worse. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. As far as, things moving. I had a picture fly across the room. It's targeted my husband. it was his picture. It was a couple of them, actually. And it looked like someone stomped the face of the picture in. Knocking on doors, no one's there, but and it'll open. And calling names, your names. Like, no one else is there. You're sitting in a room, and you'll hear your name called from another room, and there's no one there in that room to call you.
Right.
So it's picked up as far as that goes.
Okay. Michael, you're a little bit up to date with this story. You listened last week, so you heard a lot of what she was saying last week. Is there anything you could tell her or say to her or advice you could give to her on what, you know, you would do with this problem?
Well, one of the first things, well, there are a number of things I'd like to tell her, tell you, Rosalind. First of all, usually when you have situations like this, well, let me not say usually. In your case, I'm not sure if you investigate or you look into what psychic abilities you have, but I suspect that there is you're probably subject to this because there's some aspect of yourself, of yourself that has psychic ability that you're either not bringing into control or is left sort of hanging out there. And you know, people who have these gifts shine a little brighter, and they attract these experiences sometimes. That's the first thing that came to me. I don't know if you've got family that's like that, or if even you yourself have these intuitive abilities.
Mike, I just want you to know, she's not the only one being attacked. It's also her son, 2 hours away from her,
yes,
that they're getting attacked simultaneously, basically. Just so
well,
you know, it's not just her, it's also her son.
I understand, and there's the lineage, you know, so if she has it, you know, he may have it in terms of psychic ability.
Okay.
That's just something I'm throwing out there. Secondly, one of the very important things that I tell clients that suffer from these kinds of things, it's very, very important to not only clear the entity, remove it, and heal the damage, but it's also very important to address the reason they showed up in the first place. Because what will happen is, if you don't fix the problem, like I said, you know, the whole free will thing, your angels will protect you, but if you have an aspect of yourself that's vibrating at a certain frequency that attracts these negative entities, you're going to pull them right to you every time you do a clearing. You're going to clear yourself. They're going to come right back until you fix that part of you that attracted them to you in the first place. And it's very important to do counseling to get that resolved. So, because I could clear you, Chris could clear you, you could go to 10 different healers, and they would genuinely clear you of these entities, and you'd feel great for a day, maybe 2 days. And then maybe third or fourth day, something will come right back because you haven't healed the issue. And I generally recommend people to a good friend of mine, my partner, really, Anastasia, who does Anastasia Tung, who does spiritual counseling and healing. Actually, she was one of the people who taught me and helped me to awaken to my own abilities. But yeah, so once the clearing is done, it's very important to seek spiritual counseling right afterwards to know where the problem came from and how to fix it. Those are the two things I want to say right off the bat.
Okay. I believe you. Totally. That's what I felt in the beginning, that I had this insatiable appetite for all of a sudden out of nowhere to read all of these books on reincarnation, spirit, after what happens, life after death. And I would go through 10 to 20 a week. I have a collection. And it came out of nowhere. And this was a few years ago before everything started the first time. And I don't know why or how, but everything just came together and clicked for me. And then I realized I could see spirits mostly. I see them. Sometimes I can hear them. Rarely can I see them and hear them. And that is what happens. I'll have someone come in, cleanse, or things get done to help, you know, cleanse around me, and then 10 more come back or come through.
Uh-huh.
I have to say,
I totally agree.
I agree with that also. I have to say, I think the most important thing that Michael brought up is the counseling afterwards, because a lot of times, and I could speak on this because I've dealt with it. Somebody like me goes in and does an exorcism, and I tell them, okay, you have to follow up. There are things you have to do afterwards, and there is counseling, and they don't follow up with that. And then, not that the problem comes back as bad as it was, but it kind of like creeps back into their lives, you know? And it's very important that once you get rid of the entity that's attacking you, that the counseling is very important. And it's very, very smart that you said that, Michael, because it's so true. And a lot of people just don't even consider that. And I find that kind of irresponsible on their part.
Can you tell me what kind of counseling is? What does the counseling entail?
Well, it's from my experience, generally what happens. Now, I give advice. I'm not a counselor. And like I said, I work very closely with Anastasia. So I can only, being the only spiritual counselor I've worked with, I can tell you what she does to an extent. That I'd encourage you, you know, to either contact her, or maybe Chris knows somebody that you can contact, or maybe Chris himself could help you. But generally what happens is she's able to tell you, you know, what aspect of your life is out of balance, or you would get information on where or at what age you were that certain things went wrong, what area in your psychological makeup is weak, you know, stuff like that. Usually, you know, when you have, because here in the Western health model, we don't deal with the entire gamut of the self. The Western health model focuses almost exclusively on the physical. And so the energetic and the soul level aspects of ourselves are left ignored, and, you know, which is to the detriment of a lot of people. If you look in the indigenous cultures, the shamans and the medicine men and medicine women, they deal with things on a soul level almost always first, and then they treat you physically with herbs and energy and all that stuff. Because when you have traumatic experiences like this, it affects you. You have what's called a soul shattering. You have to go through a soul retrieval process, and that's a very important healing that needs to take place, because and we could
very
have a whole talk show on
soul retrieval.
Yeah, it can be. When you have soul pieces that are healed and brought back and reintegrated, you feel more like yourself. You literally become more alive, you know. So those are some of the things that are addressed in a counseling. And also, I just want to mention, one of the other things that's very, very important, and I know Chris teaches us, is learn how to defend yourself. Learn
Absolutely.
How to protect. If you can't get to counseling right away, at least take it upon yourself. Your health and your well-being is your responsibility. Take it upon yourself to learn some basic defense techniques, how to put up a shield, how to put up a bubble, how to, you know, keep your mind focused on certain positive things so that you don't sink into certain thought patterns that change
Absolutely.
Your frequency.
You know what, Roblin? You could call tomorrow or something and we could talk privately, and I'll actually teach you what he just said about the whole protection thing, because that's very important to learn. And you're right, I do teach that in my psychic development classes, and it works, and I recommend it. And I'll give you a couple little protections that you can do that'll absolutely work for you.
Thank you.
So, Michael, what else do you recommend for her? I mean, other than going in there and doing the whole exorcism thing and the spiritual counseling, is there anything else you could do in the interim
Absolutely.
Until something can be done?
Interim. Well, when you say interim, you mean like...
Before somebody could do an exorcism. What's something that she can do personally for herself?
Yeah,
for her own
yeah,
basis?
Absolutely. She can start to see. Okay, your mind sort of dictates the where your mindset is, sort of dictates your frequency on many levels. Other people will say, you know, the heart also plays a significant role. And I agree, but your mind is sort of the rudder that steers the ship in many ways. Where your thoughts often dwell sets sort of the frequency for who you are, where you're at in your life. What you find yourself focusing on often will literally cause you to vibrate at the same frequency as these thoughts. So one of the things you can start doing right away is when you start feeling or noticing your thoughts going negative, dark, fearful, angry, hateful, resentful, all these things, change your thoughts. Focus on something positive. Focus on light. Focus on happiness, joy, love. Compassion is a big one. Focus on compassion, forgiveness. One of the biggest things people do is we're quicker to forgive others than we are to forgive ourselves. Forgive yourself. There's a thing called the Ho'oponopo prayer. It's a Hawaiian kahuna prayer that's very, very powerful that was taught to me. Well, I've learned it in several places, but one of my teachers, Pierre Dwa, powerful guy, he would emphasize, do the Ho'oponopo prayer with yourself, with anybody that you have beef with, anybody that you have issues with. And it'll in many cases for me, instantaneously lift a burden off of you. And, you know, so one of the things you should do right away is guard your thoughts. Dedicate, commit to yourself that you're only going to think positive thoughts. There's a positive side to everything. Look for it.
Just to add to that, something I always say is where your thoughts go, your energy will flow. And
exactly.
I really believe that. And it's a very simple, it sounds very simple when you say it, but it's very deep when you really think about it in this context.
I am usually, I'm the upbeat, keep positive, let no negative, always protecting myself one. But I do have a family member that is totally the opposite.
Right.
And that's what makes it more difficult, because that's a person that, to me, I call them Megatron.
Well, I'm going to teach you how to do something with that also. So we'll
yes.
take care of that too, Robin.
Okay, great. Because I think that's where it is coming from. Because it's incredible how
everything. It's male.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you already know.
Okay, I got it. I know exactly what
yeah,
you're talking
and,
about.
Yeah, and I think it's just years of built-up anger from past abuse and you know, hurt from family
mm-hmm.
members and things like that. And it's around me constantly, and it does bother me because I am so the opposite. And I don't know how to help the person.
If I might say just real quick, often family members agree contractually on a higher level to come in to our lives to teach us a specific lesson. And sometimes that lesson is to reflect a certain aspect of yourself back to you that you're not either integrating or aware of, you know, just to give you a different perspective on that. So he may actually be doing you a favor on a soul level.
I felt that too at times. I get stuck right there. I don't understand how. I've tried to figure out how and what am I to learn from it. That's the way I kind of look at everything, but I just can't. And it's been 20 years, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. I do need help with that.
Well, Robin, what I want you to do is, because we're going to have to pretty much cut this off just about now. What I want you to do is I want you to friend Michael on Facebook. You can see him right on my page.
Well, we're going to discuss this in a second, but Michael has a website, which is michaelsrighthand.com. Correct, Michael?
Yes, that's right.
Right. So
www.michaelsrighthand.com.
Right. So anyone who's interested, take a look at Michael's website, which is really beautifully done.
Yeah, very, very well done.
I took a look at it today.
Thank you.
And Michael, just real fast, what are you planning future-wise? How should people contact you if you want them to get in touch with you on Facebook or contact you on your website or email or something? But I just want to give you the opportunity to throw that out there.
Well, thank you. They can contact me on my website. They can send me an email through the website. They can send it to, just go to Michael's Right Hand under the contact tab. There's a number of different ways to contact there. You can call me on my number. It's 914-417-9481. Or you could email me at michaelsrighthand@gmail.com.
Okay,
if you want, you can also contact me on Facebook. Uh-huh.
Okay, I just wanted to say, when we hang up on you, we're not really hanging up on you. I want you to stay on the line a minute because we're going to play our promo that's that's airing on the new network. Yes, we are. And I want you to hear it. So you could actually listen to the last 10 minutes of the show.
I'm not as fond of this as Chris is, but okay.
Come on, give me a break.
You're forcing me to do this.
I like the promo. You guys sound very New Yorkish.
No, I am the technical director here, and I do not like that he just threw this out there.
I have one question.
Yes.
I want to know, how do you spell the prayer you were talking about, Michael, from the Hawaiian prayer, forgiveness prayer?
Well, like any other Hawaiian word, it's tricky to spell.
Okay.
I'm going to try. It's Ho'oponopono. I think it's actually Ho'oponopono. Now, how to spell that? Let's try. H-O-O-P-O-N-O-N-O. I think that's about it. Covers it. You know, just type it into Google. By the time you get to the fourth letter, Google will probably help you out with it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure. Well, listen.
Well,
Robin,
after the first letter.
You know what, Robin? You have some good friends here in New York, whether you know it or not.
And we're going to be in touch, and we encourage you to keep in touch as well. And we're not leaving anyone high and dry, for that matter.
And the thing is, we're planning on helping you and then having another show where you come on, you say, oh, my God, everything is great. That's what I plan on, so just so you know. So get ready
for that. I love
that.
Thank you.
You are very
welcome.
We're
going to put you both on hold, so you don't have to hang up, and we're going to continue on. Chris has some rapid readings. We have some feedback. We have some – actually, we have a impact show that
– Michael, you were fantastic, my friend.
We have more questions. Actually,
cool,
Michael,
man.
I have about 10 more questions for you.
Yeah,
so.
You know what that means? That means you got to come back on.
Hey, I'll be totally glad to do that. I love you guys. Sure, love
it. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again.
Okay.
Yes, we'll do.
Have a great night.
Roblin, we'll speak to you soon as well.
Okay, thank you all.
Okay. All righty. So, Chris, I have feedback, but before we do the feedback, I want you to do your rapid readings.
My rapid readings? Okay.
Which has become one of our, I guess, important, or what would you call that?
I don't know if I would say it important, but people seem to be loving it. I keep getting a lot of feedback on it, and oh my God, I didn't realize you were going to give me a reading, that type of thing. So here we go. To Nikki from Brooklyn, yes, you will get the lead in the play and blow everyone away with your performance. To Teresa from Staten Island, you need a vacation after the vacation you just got back from. You need a rest. To Lorna from upstate New York, I see a very successful paranormal convention in June. You're doing a great job. To Sally Joe, seems like all my readings fell on deaf ears. I do believe that Aletta can change its spots. You're proving me wrong, though. To Rose from Florida, yes, I do see things getting better for you, but first you need to realize that you don't know it all, girl. To Reggie from the Projects, the past is about to catch up with you. I see at least two girls telling you that they're pregnant. Wrap it up, kid. To Andrew from Jersey, you snooze, you lose. The opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. To Mary Lynn from Manhattan, even a small light can help you find your way. You don't always need a magnificent sunrise. To Steve from Outer Space, I see a visitor coming your way. And to Danny from Yetman, don't worry about the operation. You will be fine.
Excellent. Good news.
It's good news. Of course it's good news.
Especially for Danny.
Especially for Danny, because he's my brother and I love him. So
we have an email reading. Are you ready for this, Samantha?
Oh, Samantha. This is about the...
She said, I'm dreaming about pelicans.
Oh, yeah,
pelicans. What relevance does this have for me?
All right. This is what I got for you. What was her name again?
Samantha,
right? Okay, Samantha. You're able to remain light and relatively cheerful no matter what is going on in your life or around you. You're unselfish, willing to share your space and material possessions. You're very sociable and enjoy having others around you most of the time. You're highly intuitive and able to catch subtle nuances and meanings from that others miss. And there you go. That's what the whole pelican thing is about.
Hopefully she'll let us know if that was relevant in her life.
Of course it's relevant.
Of course it is.
There's no doubt in my mind that it's relevant.
You have such an upbeat, positive attitude.
Well, that's why people come to me for reading.
All right, regardless. So we had some feedback, and I never...
You shushed me.
I did. And I hadn't gotten to read this. It was about 2 weeks ago. I'm not really sure when it was. But she said it was from Sherry, and she was on a date with the stranger, and she was in a restaurant, and a man came, and he kind of left her for someone else, and that was basically the scenario.
Yeah.
And her feedback, and I wanted to read it, she wrote, "Thank you so much for the insight, Chris. What you said made a lot of sense to me. Confidence is exactly what I was missing. I'm ready and want to move forward in my life, and I'm going to think positive and project some confidence. Thank you, Chris and Stephanie. I appreciate and enjoy your Second Sight New York City radio show." So,
nice.
Very
yes,
nice.
We are based out of New York City, just so
yes,
you all know.
Yes, we are, in case anyone didn't know. So we also had some more feedback. I mean, should I continue with
yes, I like the feedback, as long as it's good.
All right. So Raji from Florida, he said last week, and it's very short, sweet, and simple. He said he's been angry, judgmental. Can you help me?
Yeah, I gave it to him pretty good.
Yes, you did. And basically, he came back and he said, Chris, I said, Chris, how can you read this? But he also came back and then said, thank you for my reading. This was the second time that I listened to your show, and I must say I'm a huge fan. The things that you said to me, I really needed to hear. And I don't recall exactly what it is, what you did say, but I'm sure it was short, straight, and sweet.
Well,
but
I don't know how sweet it was, but
it was
great.
He said, I agree with just about everything you said, and certainly we'll try what your spirit friend said. I'll keep you informed on how things are going on with me. Thanks again for your help. So that was, again, a nice feedback excerpt.
Yeah, we have one more from Charlene.
Yes,
Charlene was a...
She said, what do you have happening in my future, career-wise, relationship-wise? Thank you, and I love your show.
Okay, you want me to read the feedback? Okay. Wow is all I can say. The day after my reading, I was asked out by the guy you said was interested in me, the next day. When I heard the reading, I didn't think that was possible and was so surprised when it happened. How did you know that? I don't know how I know that. The spirits told me. How do you think I know that?
I'm glad you're reading this.
I also spoke to my boss after your first prediction came out. I asked him for the raise. He told me we will talk about it. Thank you for giving me hope, Charlene. I mean, I love when they ask me, how do I know these things? I don't know how I know these things. The spirits tell me.
Hopefully. Right, is that an answer?
That's an answer.
All right, so we have a few minutes left, and we actually have a bunch of things coming up, and we're going to talk about them now. The first thing is the Shanley event that we have scheduled for April 2nd. Which is in Napanock, New York.
Yes.
Which is approximately a few hours from New York City.
Right.
And
we have like 25 people going.
Yes, we do. It's an overnight investigation. And
what's to say? I mean, we're going to have it professionally videotaped. It's going to go on our DVD that will be coming out in about June. It's going to be very professionally done. I'm going to be doing a lot of channeling. We'll do seance. We're going to pass some spirit to the light, and we're going to just get some great evidence like we always do. I'm really looking forward to that event.
Okay, and the secondary, and I wouldn't even say secondary, but it's second on my agenda, is the Old Bermuda Inn.
Yeah, this is something I'm real proud of because Paranormal Team has been trying to get into the Old Bermuda Inn in Staten Island for years with zero success. I did an event at the Old Bermuda Inn, I guess, 2 weeks ago, and while I was doing all the readings, Stephanie was chumming up the owner of the place. And
chumming up.
Yeah, I throw those words out there. And lo and behold, Second Sight Paranormal has the investigation of the Old Bermuda Inn, and I know other paranormal groups out there are going, oh, my God, how the hell did they get that investigation?
Okay,
well,
so
we did.
News to follow. We're going to have a date, and
right.
Then we'll have more information. And it'll be on our website, which is www.secondsightnyc.web.com. But we also have an expo coming up, and there'll be more information to follow. But
yeah, we'll touch on it. The expo is the Paranormal Expo up in Auburn, New York. June 17th, 18th, and 19th, and we're going to be one of the featured paranormal groups up there. I'm probably going to be giving a lecture, and we're going to actually try to do a live show from there.
And in future shows, we'll give more information as it comes available. So, Chris, I know you have a message.
I sure do. Don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. Seize common occasions and make them great. Weak people wait for opportunities. Strong people make them. Learn everything you can any time you can from anyone you can. There will always come a time when you will be grateful you did. Sometimes we stare so long at the door that is closing that we don't see the one that's open until it's too late. Life is a gift, and it offers us the privilege, opportunity, and responsibility to give something back by becoming more.
I love that.
Thank you.
So we'll be on next week, which will be March 23rd, 2011 at 9 p.m. Our guest next week will be Joyce Keller.
Woo-hoo!
I know, we love Joyce.
We love
and
Joyce.
She's a good friend of ours. You can check her out at joycekeller.com.
World famous psychic.
In the interim, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Just click follow on that button. And you can always check out our website, which is secondsight.web.com. And that's it. I think that wraps up the show,
yeah,
Chris.
And may the spirits guide you.
Thank you, everyone, and good night.